Now, there are, as usual, okay, there are some failures and challenges. In every businesses, you will have opportunities and you will also have challenges. You'll have successes, you'll also have failures. So there are some challenges or failures also. Rural entrepreneurs often face unique challenge and setbacks. Analyzing failures help identify common pitfalls and solutions. So basically, by analyzing their failures, you can always think of some kind of solutions, okay, which can drive your business. Failures stem from poor planning, market mismanagement, misalignment, and infrastructure issues. Challenges can become catalysts for innovation and resilience. Learning from setback ensures long-term growth and sustainability. Learning from failures. Poor market research leads to mismatched supply and demand. Financial mismanagement results in sustainable debt or cash flow issues. Infrastructure constraint hinders product transportation and service delivery. Over-reliance on single revenue stream increases vulnerability. I always say my people that you should make multiple streams, multiple revenue streams. What happens when you create multiple revenue streams? Even one product is not able to perform for 1 month, 2 months, or 3 months, because in rural, what happens? There is a possibility of having the demand may dip for a particular point of time. If you have some other revenue streams, so you are able to sustain your business. And as you know, business is only about sustaining. If you are able to sustain in a business for a couple of months or a couple of years, you are going to learn and you are going to come back into the business. So multiple streams, multiple revenue streams allows you to take a break. Even if there is a less demand, you can take a break and you do not go out of business. Examples highlight the need for thorough planning and adaptability. Common pitfall, seasonal fluctuation. Many rural businesses experience cyclical demand variations. Now, this is very common. We have also addressed this issue in our previous thing, wherein we have noted that the rural businesses are cyclical. It is demand oriented. It is not something which every month or every day you will have those kind of businesses. It's you are going into a because the as discussed, okay, the businesses will only dependent on the demand, and demand will be cyclical, which will be crop oriented. When you have a crop, okay, then crop harvesting season, then you will have the demand. It will be a season. Otherwise, it will be an off season. Cash flow issues arises during off without proper planning. If you don't have a proper planning, you'll always have cash deficit. You'll always run into issues. So entrepreneurs can diversify income source to ensure stability. By creating reserve funds will help manage cost during these lean periods. Seasonal products require strategic marketing and minimizing peak seasons. Some common pitfall areas, specifically focusing on financial mismanagement. Limited financial literacy leads to poor budgeting and debt management. Inaccurate forecast can lead to excessive borrowing. If you cannot forecast in the right precision manner, you will keep on borrowing, right? Because money is something which should be coming, and you may be thinking that you may have some kind of deals. Even you may give some credit, and based on those credit, you may go in the market for the excessive borrowing, but then your creditors are not paying you. Your vendor or your clients are not paying you on time. So that planning is also something which we need to see when we are managing our financial. And I always say, economy is at the center of all the businesses. So you should manage your finance really well. Entrepreneurs may struggle with pricing strategies in competitive market. you may not be able to, at times you may not be able to place your price in a very competitive way. You don't know, so your product will fail, or you may go over competitive, you may go over aggressive on pricing, so you may end up getting into loss. You may do something, but then at the end of the time, because of the competition pressure, you may get into losses. That's one of the most important trap. Financial training and mentorship program improve management skills. Access to microfinance and community lending reduces dependence on traditional loans, which is very taxing. Common pitfalls are also misaligned product. High-end product may not align with rural spending power. You cannot have the high-end designer product for the rural market, right? Because their spending power is limited. So you need to plan some product, okay, which is aligning to their spending capacity. Entrepreneurs must also research local preferences and affordability. Overestimating demand for niche product also may have a higher risk for unsold inventory. Tailoring offers to local needs ensures better market fit. Iterative feedback loops help redefine product for broader appeal. I always say, what is iterative? Iterative is continuative. The like you say, idea is iterative. So idea is a continuous process. So the continuous feedback always loops or helps refine product for a broader appeal, which is very important. Turning challenges into opportunities. Now, this is the changing set. Setback drives innovative solution for resilient entrepreneurs. Digital tools enable rural businesses to expand through e-commerce. Alternative funding options like microfinance empower community venture. Sustainable practice create market differentiation and access to grants. Challenges often unlocks new growth trajectory and market insights. Economic impact, job creation. Rural businesses generate a lot of job in agriculture, manufacturing, and crafts. Local labor ensures steady income, reducing urban migration. Employment opportunity improves overall community stability. Diverse role enhances skills in production, sales and administration as well. Strong local economies reduces dependency on external market. Economic impact, income generation and diversification. Value addition. For example, we have already discussed this in previous chapter. Dairy processing boosts farmer income. If you have a farm income and if you value add with another product, like dairy, livestock, or the other product, which also diversify, not only diversify income, but also boost farmers' overall income capability. Economic diversification protects community from market shocks. Rural tourism is the one of the best ventures which bring non-traditional revenue sources. So if you are doing rural tourism, say you may do rural tourism during rainy season. And in rainy season, okay, usually in the rainy season, you don't do the thing. The crop bowing is already done before raining or during raining. So in the rainy season, when there is not much to do, you can also involve the local community in this kind of and it can open revenue source for them. Agro processing transform raw material into profitable products. Successful businesses encourage investment in local development. Economic impact. Infrastructure development. Entrepreneurs advocate for better roads, power and internet. Infrastructure often improves benefit business and residents. infrastructure improvement benefits businesses and resident. Usually, when you have a very good infrastructure and there is a continuous improvement in those infrastructure, it always benefit businesses and residents because it brings more people into business scope, more people are coming in, the buying also improves. So when these demand is increasing, obviously there would be a supply which will have new people coming into the market. Partnership with local government accelerated development projects. Improved logistics ensure timely delivery and market access. Investment in infrastructure often foster long-term community growth. Social and cultural impact. Preserving heritage. Now, rural entrepreneurs sustain traditional crafts and practices. Cultural goods gain global recognition through entrepreneur effort. Handicrafts and textile preserve local identity and community pride. It actually encourage a lot of people, okay, because if you see some jewelry designs which is inspired by the Rajasthani tradition, so basically it brings a lot of pride into the community also, and while they are making it, it is like living that thing, right? You preserving the local identity, which is very important. Businesses educate consumers on the value of cultural heritage. Heritage based model create a blend of economic and cultural preservation. Culture, social and cultural impact, enhancing social services. Entrepreneurs fill gaps in healthcare, education and skill training, because these are the gaps, right? And often what new entrepreneurs do, they find gaps and they try to fill in. So these are the, and while they are filling most of the gaps, but these are the gaps which is these buckets like healthcare, education or skill training is the most relevant gaps, which is also to a certain extent on the social and cultural impact. Establishing clinics and school improve quality of life. Vocational training equips local with marketable skills. Community program addresses gaps in infrastructure and welfare. Collaboration with NGO amplifies social outreach and impact. Social and cultural impact, community, pride and empowerment. Success stories always inspire future entrepreneurs in the rural community. Local businesses always fosters a culture of innovation and self-reliance. Role models create path for youth to explore entrepreneurship. See, basically role models, why this chapter is very important? Because role models are very important. What role models do? If you see, I'll just give an example. I was seeing a movie yesterday. In that movie, only one part is something which has registered in my mind. There was a South Indian movie which was dubbed in Hindi. So Netflix gives you a lot of access to those kind of streaming movies. So in this movie, the girl says there was a conversation in the lead actor and actresses. So that conversation is more on what they both want to do in life. So while the girl says that I'm not clear, but the boy says while he was 5 years or while he was in the fifth class, he went for the army training center. The march past and the aura of the army actually motivated him. It gives him a passion. It is actually created a very good feedback or very good. The Indian Army was a role model for them, for him, for that person. And he was from the fifth standard. He has taken that thing that someday he will become an army officer. So basically, this is something which creates when you are very young, when there you are youth. So basically, you can think those parts. What was the issue with the generations when it was 60s and 70s or 80s? At that point of time, the role, they were very limited role models. They were role models, but and during those days, okay, being being a businessman was not viewed in the right fashion. Businessman was also viewed as the person who was always portrayed in Bollywood movies also, in our movies also. You have seen the businessman was seen as the villains. Obviously, I'm not talking about there are some businessmen who are doing some unsustainable practices. But then all business or entrepreneurs cannot be evil, right? So those were the, if you'll go to, if you'll see the movies of 70s, 80s and till 70s and 80s, you will see the businessmen were treated as villains of the societies. They were doing some of the other evil practices because most of the people were poor. So entrepreneurs, okay, when you create entrepreneurs as when you put entrepreneurs as a role model, what it does, it creates a pathway for the youth to explore entrepreneurship. Entrepreneurs instill pride in local achievement and identity. They also empowers, they also helps the community to increase resilience and cohesion, strengthening social networks and cooperation. Collaboration enhances resource sharing and collaborative growth and collective growth. Cooperative allows shared marketing, distribution and bargaining power. You can bargain really well if you are working in a cooperative. You can talk, you can share ideas, you can share the pricing. So it gives you a lot of value. Social network provides support during economic and environmental challenges. Entrepreneurs unite communities towards shared goals. Strengthen relationship, always foster trust and long-term team collaboration. Inspiring next generation. Successful rural entrepreneurs ignite hope and ambitions in rural youth. They demonstrate the impactful careers which can be built close to home. Serve as role models, showcasing resilience, creativity and community spirit. Sharing personal journey inspires young people to overcome challenges. Entrepreneurs often support aspiring youth through mentorship and knowledge sharing. Role models for aspiring entrepreneurs. Entrepreneurs like Kalpana Saroj overcome barriers to achieve success in rural areas. Moses Muzazi in Uganda created social impact by addressing local needs. Role models show that rural success is achievable and significant. They reinforce the entrepreneurship can be both profitable and purpose-driven. Encourage youth to stay in rural areas, leveraging local resources for growth. Highlight the value for contributing to local communities' development while pursuing personal goals. Mentorship, knowledge sharing, uplifting community. Seasoned entrepreneurs create programs to share expertise with aspiring entrepreneurs. Chetna's Gana Sinha's Man Desi Foundation support rural women with training and micro loans. 1 Acre Funds provides agriculture mentorship, seeds and financial to African farmers. There are various mentorship which builds budgeting, marketing and digital literacy. Knowledge sharing networks encourages collaboration and resource sharing among entrepreneurs. Benefits of mentorship program. There are huge benefits of mentorship programs. Some are like equip youths with skill to navigate rural challenges. It provides long-term strategies for resilience against climate change. It also introduces mentees to valuable networks, suppliers and microfinance institute as well. It also encourages collaborative growth through shared experience. It opens access to grant programs and funding opportunities. It also builds a supportive ecosystem that fosters collective success. Encouraging innovations and adaptability. Mentorship inspires you to innovate and find solutions to rural challenges. Successful examples include farmers adopting modern technologies, artists in leveraging social media to expand market reach. Youth learn to manage seasonal demands, fluctuation to resource constraint, encourages creative thinking to align businesses with emerging market trends and also strengthen the entrepreneurial mindset. by promoting adaptability and perseverance. Impact of inspiring the next generation. Youth remains in rural area, strengthening local local economy with reduced urban migration. A culture of entrepreneurship fosters innovation and collaboration. Increase confidence amongst the skilled, which empowers next generation to lead. Role models and mentors create ripple effects of success within the communities. Thank you so much. With this, we end this chapter. See you in the next chapter. Thank you so much.